Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thanks for taking your time today, and if you're new to the podcast, welcome. So glad you're here. It's pretty simple. I read the Bible, and right now I'm going through the book of Psalms, and usually a chapter a day, unless it's super, super long, and then I pray for you according to that chapter. So thank you for joining me, and feel free to pass this along to someone that might be encouraged by it. All right, we're in Psalm 145 in the New International Reader's Version, also known as the NIRV. This is a psalm of praise and also a psalm of David, and this is what it says. I will honor you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you. I will praise your name forever and ever. Lord, you are great. You are really worthy of praise. No one can completely understand how great you are. Parents praise your works to their children. They tell about your mighty acts. They speak about your glorious majesty. I will spend time thinking about your wonderful deeds. They speak about the powerful and wonderful things you do. I will talk about the great things you have done. They celebrate your great goodness. They sing for joy about your holy acts. The Lord is gracious, kind, and tender. He is slow to get angry and full of love. The Lord is good to all. He shows deep concern for everything he has made. Lord, all your works praise you. Your faithful people praise you. They tell about your glorious kingdom. They speak about your power. Then all people will know about the mighty things you have done. They will know about the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom that will last forever. Your rule will continue for all time to come. The Lord will keep all his promises. He is faithful in everything he does. The Lord takes good care of all those who fall. He lifts up all those who feel helpless. Every living thing looks to you for food. You give it to them exactly when they need it. You open your hand and satisfy the needs of every living creature. The Lord is right in everything he does. He is faithful in everything he does. The Lord is ready to help all those who call out to him. He helps those who really mean it when they call out to him. He satisfies the need of those who have respect for him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but he will destroy all sinful people. I will praise the Lord with my mouth. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a beautiful psalm, and so full of wisdom and richness and meat. And so we thank you so much. Beginning this prayer, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for the honesty that's in this psalm, but also this little aside to parents. And I'm just really, since I'm writing a book for parents right now, it just kind of stood out to me. Parents praise your works to their children, tell about your mighty acts, speak about your glorious majesty, speak about the powerful and wonderful things you do, the great things you have done, celebrate your great goodness, sing for joy about your holy acts. Lord, for all those parents out there, or spiritual parents out there, which is 100% of us, may we be doing this. May we be talking about your greatness and what you've done. May we be sharing your testimony. And Lord, I pray this week you would open up the doorway, the pathway for us to share your word and share our testimony with someone who needs to hear it. Help us not to be afraid. Help us not to shrink back or be embarrassed by the gospel. Like Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel. And so, Lord, we don't want to be ashamed of the gospel as well. So give us the unction and the power and the vigor to share our stories. And really, it's not about us. It's about talking about the mighty things that you have done. Lord, you have delivered me from the domain of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord, you have rescued me from a really broken situation, and you have made me whole. Lord, I should be a mess today. I should be not here. And yet here I am standing on the faithfulness of you. You have been so faithful to me over all these years. You have brought significant healing, and someday all of it will be done, and I'll just feel I'll finally be set free from all this brokenness that I have. But you have brought me far, and I acknowledge that right now. And so I pray for those listening that they would be able to look back and take account of their lives and see those places, those signposts where you have come near and you have blessed. So Lord, help us to talk about it. Help us to talk about how great you are. I pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Cricket Keith. And her website is, it's kind of a funny little spelling. So it's Cricket, C-R-I-C-K-E-T-T, so two T's. And Keith is K-E-E-T-H.com. And she's written a lot of things. So she's written By Faith Alone, a study on the characters of Hebrews 11, A Journey of Faith, a study on the life of Moses, Sumatra with the Seven Churches, co-authored with Dr. Sandra Glahn, The Gift of Rest, Before the Throne, Finding Strength Through Prayer in Difficult Times. And then the book I want to highlight today is called On Bended Knee, Praying Like Prophets, Warriors, and Kings. And she has actually gone through a dry period in her prayer life, and I have done that as well. And so she, in order to kind of reignite her prayer life, she studied the prayers of Jesus, Paul, Job, Hannah, David, Asa, Jehoshaphat, and Nehemiah. And her heart in this book is to lead you closer and closer to the heart of God. And you will see your own prayer life deepen as you use these prayers to guide and inspire you to a more consistent prayer life. So I can get on board with that. So again, you can find out more at cricketkeith.com. Again, that's C-R-I-C-K-E-T-T-K-E-E-T-H.com. Thank you, Cricket, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you'd like to sponsor Pray Every Day in a similar way, which that rhymes, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she'll get you set up.